This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fire heavily damaged a 13-story building housing shops and apartments in southern Taiwan, killing 9 people, injuring 44 others, according to the island's semi-official central news agency. Firefighters were conducting search and rescue efforts early Thursday to look for survivors. Firefighters are unsure of the source of the fire, but noted flames were burning particularly intensely in spots where a lot of clutter had been piled up. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as we continue to get more information. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming his first African leader to the White House on Thursday as he hosts talks with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The White House said the meeting would include discussion of democracy and human rights issues, as well as security, accelerating economic growth, and addressing climate change. Biden and Kenyatta will also talk about the need to bring transparency and accountability to domestic and international financial systems, according to the White House spokesperson. That is expected to include revelations about the offshore holdings of Kenyatta and his family, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists said in recent reports about the Pandora Papers that Kenyatta's family had stowed away about $30 million in offshore wealth. There is no evidence that the Kenyatta family stole any state assets. Thursday's meeting also comes as conflict and a humanitarian crisis continue to unfold in Kenya's neighbor, Ethiopia. Kenyatta told reporters Tuesday at the United Nations that the warring sides in Ethiopia need to reach a political resolution because we do not believe that there is any military solution. This is VOA News. The United States Wednesday said it was providing an additional $26 million to address the humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the assistance will enable humanitarian agencies to help many of the estimated 6 million to 7 million people in need in the north, including some of the 900,000 who face famine-like conditions and more than 48,000 who have fled from northern Ethiopia to Sudan. Blinken warned the Ethiopian federal government, that is, has been engaged in an armed conflict with the forces of the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front for nearly a year. President Biden said Wednesday his administration has helped broker an agreement for the Port of Los Angeles to become a 24-hour, 7-a-day, 7-days-a-week operation, part of an effort to relieve supply chain bottlenecks and move stranded container ships that are driving prices higher for U.S. consumers. Ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, account for 40% of all shipping containers entering the United States. Biden called the commitment to become a 24/7 operation a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods throughout supply chain. But he said the rest of the private sector chain now needs to step up as well to help goods move faster. Norway's acting Prime Minister Erna Solberg condemned the attack by a man who used a bow and arrow Wednesday to kill 5 people and wound 2 others in a small town near Oslo. Solberg said it was too early to speculate on a motive for the attack. Kongsberg's police chief said there had been a confrontation between officers and the assailant, but he did not elaborate. Also, people who got the Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine as a first shot had a stronger immune response when they boosted it with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. A study by the National Institutes of Health showed on Wednesday the study, which is preliminary and hasn't been peer-reviewed, is the latest challenge to J&J's efforts to use its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster here in the United States. Findings comes as an advisory group from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration prepares to meet later this week to discuss the merits of a booster shot for Moderna and J&J's vaccines. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.